Okay. Friends, thanks for joining us again today. We're on the Antrim Road in Lisburn, and you'll notice a sign over my head, and there's a symbol on it that just simply means no right turn. You're not allowed to turn directly onto Clenevin Park. You have to go up and around the roundabout. Self-explanatory, no right turn. And it reminds me of Moses in Scripture. In the book of Numbers and chapter 20, he's addressing the children of Israel. He's reminding them of the mistakes made by previous generations whenever they were in Egypt in the house of bondage, and they had got their eyes off the Lord. And friends, whenever we get our eyes off the Lord and we turn to the right hand or to the left and we get off what Moses calls the King's Highway, we turn to the right or we turn to the left, it can result in a lot of trouble for us. And so as Moses addresses the children of Israel, he says these words in Numbers 20, and verse 17, "Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders." We will travel, he says, by the king's highway, and we will not turn to the right, and we will not turn to the left. Now the Christian, the child of God, in a very real sense, is travelling the King's Highway. That narrow way that leads to heaven and leads to home. And it's very easy in the Christian life to get distracted. There are many things that call for our time and call for our attention and seek our affections. And it's very easy to get waylaid and to go into Bypath Meadow. You might have read Pilgrim's Progress. He was travelling in that narrow way. He saw a stile going into Bypath Meadow. It looked like an easier way, and he turned to the right or turned to the left, got off the King's Highway and got diverted. Ended up ultimately in Doubting Castle. Giant despair got the better of him, and it was almost the end of the road for the pilgrim because he got off the King's Highway. He turned to the right and he turned to the left. The Apostle Paul said in Hebrews chapter 12 that we're to look on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God. I just want to encourage Christian people today, keep your eyes upon the prize, just like an athlete running a race. As he sees the finish line in sight, he keeps his eyes upon the finishing line and he makes a beeline for it, doesn't get distracted. Don't get distracted in the Christian life by people who want to waste your time and take your affections. Keep your eyes upon the cross. Keep your eyes upon the prize. Keep your eyes upon Christ. Maybe you've got away from the Lord, you're a backslider, and you've turned off the King's Highway. He invites you to come back. And I trust that God will encourage us today to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, not turning to the right or to the left, but running well so we've no regrets whenever we get to glory. Thank you for listening. See you next time.